here's a story from The World.
This has been a tough week for climate change news here in the U.S. Wildfires in the West fed by dry and hot conditions, a hurricane that stalled out over the Gulf Coast. We're going to spend the next few minutes on some good news out of Europe in our weekly look at climate change solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, joins me now. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Marco.
So I gather the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made some news on your beat in Brussels yesterday.
That's right. Von der Leyen gave her first State of the Union speech yesterday, which was, as you would expect, all about how Europe would pull itself out of the health and economic crises caused by the pandemic. But what was interesting was how she really doubled down on the idea that the road to recovery really led through green investments.
As we pull through together, we must also propel ourselves forward in the world of tomorrow. And there is no more urgent need for acceleration than when it comes to the future of our fragile planet.
Von der Leyen announced a new target for greenhouse gas emission reductions, Marco, cutting emissions by 55% by 2030. That's up from 40% in a previous target that was set just 6 years ago. That actually exceeds what scientists say we need to do in order to keep warming below a degree and a half Celsius. And it is roughly double as ambitious as the U.S. target that was agreed to in the Paris Agreement for 2025.
Is this new target a done deal or just a line in a speech?
The target is subject to debate. European heads of state are going to have to sign on. But the ambition of it kind of surprised even people who really follow these issues, like Manon Dufour, who heads up the Brussels office of a European climate think tank called E3G.
This is pretty significant. I think this is a lot more than what we would have hoped just a year ago. So this was pretty huge.
Carolyn, what happened in the past year that made the EU beef up this target?
There's a couple of factors. European will is stronger now to be acting more ambitiously on climate change, partially spurred by activists like the Fridays for Future Kids striking each Friday. Costs for renewables are coming down. Von der Leyen seems to be trying to position the European Commission to step into some of the leadership void on climate change that's been left by the United States backing away from it. But also the impact of the pandemic itself is being seen as a driver here.
Explain that. How so?
Well, Ursula von der Leyen announced this European Green Deal back in December. But when the pandemic hit, there was real concern by its supporters that the investments and initiatives that would need to be launched to make it happen would be derailed. And it looks like actually kind of the opposite has happened. Here's Manon Dufour again.
The COVID crisis could have disrupted this, but in a way it accelerated the transition and the commitment. It was already like the intention that green was a kind of a growth strategy. And I think at the time where they really needed a growth strategy and a recovery strategy, green became like the obvious choice.
So funding for that growth strategy will come partly from 30% of recovery funds that von der Leyen announced yesterday would come from green bonds.
Really interesting. So I know there are other threads of the story, Carolyn, that you've been following. For example, how the pandemic is impacting emissions directly and energy companies. Beyond this recovery plan, any news on that front?
There was a bit of news that was made on that front as well this week. BP said in its annual Energy Outlook report that we might have already hit peak oil last year in 2019, and it also revised down substantially its global energy demand figures going forward, citing both the economic downturn coming from the coronavirus pandemic and also predicting that some of the habits that we've changed due to the pandemic, like working from home, are going to stick around. So ongoing story here, but clearly the climate impacts of this pandemic are something to keep watching.
The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Marco.